Hello, everyone. It's Eidolon Playlist. I don't remember if this podcast has an intro. I don't think it does. I think this is what we do here.
It's kind of like a loose vibes. It's been a while since I've been on a playlist.
It has not been that long.
You can do anything with the playlist.
You were on the Eidolon Island playlist.
Fuck, you're right.
That was only a couple months ago.
Okay. Prior to that, it has been a very long time.
Well, that much is true, yes. That's Zoe. You know Zoe.
Hi,
that's Zoe.
What's up? This is me.
Iris is also here with us.
Hello.
Iris and I can't stop podcasting together.
No, we can't. We're joined at the
if
hip.
If you stop podcasting, I die.
Oh, well, fuck, man. We're going to be here a long damn time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta let you get those fucking scripts out.
This is
deadlines.
This is the speed of podcasting. If this podcast goes less than 40 miles per hour,
it explodes. I mean, we picked a good band for it this time around.
Yeah.
That is true.
This band will keep you the fuck. You'll wake the fuck up listening to this band.
Lexi is not joining us for this playlist, mostly because she doesn't do playlists, generally speaking. So, you know, there you go. She doesn't. Also, I don't think she really listens to My Chemical Romance. I think she just pulled up for a good time.
Also, the band is My Chemical Romance, if you haven't noticed from the title. I don't think we had said it before that.
Yeah.
Did I not? I thought I did. That's my bad.
Nah.
It's fine. But yeah, it's Romance playlist. Yeah, you can tell on account of the people from Romance are here.
It's beautiful New Jersey's own My Chemical Romance.
That's right.
Please know, every time you hear Gerard Way sing about going home or how beautiful home is, they are singing about beautiful New Jersey.
Beautiful New Jersey, of course. Yeah, I mean, people say it's the most beautiful state.
Or death. One of the two.
Yeah. It's why it's the Garden State? Question mark.
Yeah.
Don't ask me. I don't know why I know that.
Because of the film Garden State.
I have not seen the film Garden State.
Me
I'm not
either.
Surprised, but I bet you know it existed. I bet you know it existed.
I mean, yes, I do know the names
of
movies,
I know of
Zoe.
It.
Then there you go.
Okay, great. Hey, we're here to talk about My Chemical Romance. More specifically, 12 songs by My Chemical Romance. Well, 11 songs by My Chemical Romance and one performed by My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Yes, one that is a cover of another artist's song.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we're here to talk about that shit. Do we give the full ranking at the beginning, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then usually we go over people's history with the band.
Yeah.
We do the overall ranking.
You know, why don't we talk history first? Zoe, why don't you tell me about your history with My Chemical Romance?
So I got a weird one. First off, I live in New Jersey now, so I'm legally obligated to love My Chemical Romance.
You really adopted that state very quickly.
It speaks to me. This is where I've meant to be my whole life. Oklahoma was a ruse. It was a devil's trick
the whole time.
I lifted up my shirt and there's a birthmark in the shape of New Jersey. I've been meaning to come here this whole time.
Terrifying. You should get that checked out.
No, it's fine. It smells like gabagool. I have a weird history with My Chemical Romance, in that I didn't listen to them growing up at all because because it was like, ugh, emo music. I don't listen to that. I'm a cool kid. I'm a theater kid.
Yeah. I'm busy reading, Marvel and DC comics.
I'm busy playing World of Warcraft, kids. Mom. I did this big, like, you know, I don't want to listen to emo music, bleh. And then in, like, my 20s, I finally listened to some, like, Paramore and My Chemical Romance, and they are two of my favorite bands. They're
that shit
incredible.
Shreds, man.
Yeah.
It's so good. And if I had listened to it in high school, I also would have loved it to death. I just didn't. But my first album was actually Danger Days, which is why Romance was so heavily modeled on Danger Days.
I see.
It's also my favorite album of theirs, but I mean, that's also kind of like your first one's got some like bias to it.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And then I went back and listened and like, they're all great. I think like if I had to pick one that was the weakest, it would probably be Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge, but it's still a banger of an album.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, I love Gerard Way outside of My Chemical Romance. They're